Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Air Force veteran Max Embry, his wife Greta, and Washington County Veterans Affairs Service Officer Sue Rich about the Korea Defense Service Medal Max recently received.
And so I was reading a bit about what you had written on the medal that you have received, but if you could just mention the name of the medal and what it's honoring.
The medal is the Korean Service Defense Medal. It's awarded to any armed force member that spends at least 30 consecutive days in South Korea, or a total of 60. And I was there 38 days the first time, and I think 16 the second. And I didn't know at the time that the medal was even existed, but I found out later through some friends that I served with that they received the medal. So Sue helped me get started, and I got the medal.
Yeah. And how long was the process of filling out the paperwork and getting this all accomplished?
It didn't take long to fill out the original paperwork, but I don't know how many emails and phone calls that I had to make to various people before it was finally authorized.
And if you could share a bit about your experience overall in the armed forces and how long you spent in active duty.
I enlisted in November of 1955 and was stationed in California for boot camp, then transferred to South Carolina at a communications deployment, and then from there to the Far East. I served 22 months in stationed out of Tachikawa, Japan, and worked in Japan, throughout Japan, South Korea, Okinawa, and several Pacific islands, and then sent back to the States at Washington, D.C., Andrews Air Force Base, and that's where I was discharged in the 18th of June, 1959, which was my 23rd birthday. So I had 22 months in the Far East and about 22 months stateside.
The medal that you received today, is this the first one that you've received?
No, I had some commemorative medals like overseas duty, and I think there were about four or five of them, Cold War veteran medal, and I can't remember the rest of them now, but Air Force medal, of course, and Good Conduct medal. I guess that's about it. So.
Tell me a bit about your life post-Air Force.
When I got back from discharge in June of 1959, prior to that, I went to work for the telephone company when I got out of high school. So when I came back, they still had my job open due to a federal law, and I spent 37 years working for the telephone company and retired. My wife and I retired June the 6th, 2006. So we've been retired ever since. Had a wonderful career, and my wife was also a retiree from the telephone company, so that's how we met.
What have you been doing now in your retired life? How do you like to spend your time?
Well, I used to play a lot of golf, but I don't do that much anymore, but I like to do yard work, and I spend a lot of time on the computer. And, oh yes, I have a very important coffee group every morning. We solve a lot of
So life's mysteries.
Yes.
I heard a little bit about some special medals, some belongings of an uncle of yours, if you'd like to share about that.
Yes, and Susan was involved in this too. I had an uncle that was World War II veteran, and he passed away several years ago, and through some conversation they found his medal. It was either in Montezuma or Lone Tree, the Purple Heart, four Battle Star, and several others that was presented here, which was quite an honor for me.
He was someone definitely who had found those or had gotten a hold of those, brought them into the Tama County Veteran Affairs Office, and then put out a statewide email and a Facebook post for these medals, and I recognized the last name and went, okay, wait a minute, we've got people by that name in our county. So contacted Max, and sure enough, it was his uncle's. So we were able to get the medals, and then we presented them to Max here. I think that was in a couple years ago.
At least. Maybe three. I don't recall. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something I didn't think would ever happen.
So, we awarded him those medals for his uncle, and today, you know, we give him his medal for what? His service.
Yeah. His were much more important than mine.
Oh, no.
And for the wife, how does it feel, you know, to see him, you know, receive this medal today?
I am very proud of him. I think it's quite an honor, and it's just very pleasing to see that happen. And again, we want to thank Sue for all the hard work she's done for us to get this process going.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Air Force veteran Max Embry, his wife Greta, and Washington County Veterans Affairs Service Officer Sue Rich about the Korea Defense Service Medal Max recently received. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.